At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Good morning and happy Friday, ladies and gentlemen. The weekend is upon us, and that is a fantastic, wonderful thing. It's going to be a great weekend. It'll be hot. Feel like 100 or hotter, but that's all right. Next week, that'll change. Won't be as hot because it'll be a lot more rainy. Next hour, I want to pick up the conversation about soccer in America. You know, it seems like we get all excited about the World Cup every 4 years. We get excited when the Olympics come around. But other than that, you don't hear a whole lot about soccer on a regular basis in the United States. It's the most popular sport in the world. Why is it not here in the U.S.? Next hour, we're going to have the author of a book who looked deep into why it is that soccer has had trouble catching on and the challenges that it's faced in the United States of America. We're going to have Cynthia Lee Sheng, the president of Jefferson Parish, on talking about this weekend's events to celebrate America's 250th birthday. I'm excited about this. It's some old-fashioned fun and some high-fangled new technology they're going to do. And I've never seen one of these here in the greater New Orleans area. One of those air drone shows where they have the different colored changing drones that are going to be above the Mississippi River making different displays and designs, and it's really neat. It's like, you know, programmable fireworks almost. So we'll talk to her about that and everything else going on this weekend to celebrate America's 250th birthday. In the 12 o'clock hour, Dr. Mike Strain joins us, the Ag Commissioner for Louisiana. Yesterday the governor signed legislation strengthening and putting some more teeth into the labeling laws for Louisiana seafood. As seafood producers continue to struggle because foreign producers keep flooding the market with much cheaper product, much cheaper shrimp, much cheaper fish, much cheaper crawfish tail meat. And I know each and every Louisianian in their heart really wants to eat Louisiana seafood. We want to help our friends and neighbors. We want to support the local industry. And it does taste better. There's no doubt about it. It's fresher. And everything about it is better. But money talks. And right now, people are canceling vacations. People are finding every way they can to save money because of the inflationary pressures that are making it so difficult on most people whose pay has not kept up with the cost of everything we need in this world. And I just wonder if, while we try to prioritize, try to be true to Louisiana seafood, if our bank accounts dictate differently. So I'll talk to you about that, and we'll talk to Mike Strain about that coming up in the 12 o'clock hour here on WWL. Right now, I want to welcome in the Louisiana Secretary of State, Nancy Landry, as early voting starts today. Good morning, Madam Secretary.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Glad that you're here. Weird that early voting starting on a Friday. We're not used to that. Early voting has become more a way of life for voters, but rarely do we get to start it on a Friday. So I guess we should start right there. Why are we voting today?
Great question. And we're starting early this year on Friday today, running through June 20th. And the reason we're starting on a Friday is because next Friday is a state and federal holiday. It's Juneteenth. And because we won't have early voting on that day, we want to get a full 7 days in. And so we started a day early. So we will have early voting every day except Sunday and Friday, Juneteenth, between now and the 20th.
All right, so you cannot vote next Friday, so that's unusual because of the observance of the Juneteenth holiday, but you will be able to vote next Saturday. So today through next Saturday, never on Sunday, so we won't have it on Sunday, and we won't have it next Friday.
Correct, that's right, and it's from 8:30 to 6, and you can find your ballot and where your early voting center is at govote.com or on the GoVote mobile app, and you can see your sample ballot. See what you'll be voting on.
We've tried to make it real easy. We even put it on the front page of our website at WWL.com. There's a link right there in the story to get to the Go Vote voter portal so you can see where to vote and what you're voting on. So what is on the ballot for folks? And again, this is just another confusing layer in what has been a confusing kind of reprogramming of Louisiana elections. This is, again, a party-specific election, right?
Part of it is that we have only one statewide item on the ballot, and that is the party primary runoff for U.S. Senate. And we have a runoff for both the Democratic primary and the Republican primary in that election. But we also have local things on the ballots. There might be tax props, or you might have a Board of Elementary and Secondary Education primary runoff or a Public Service Commission runoff. So we do have other things on the ballot. It's not just the one thing. And we encourage everyone to go check their sample ballot at govote.com or the GoVote mobile app, because some people may not have those primary runoffs on their ballot. And so it's going to be a little different because of that.
Okay. So everybody, everybody will have it on their ballot, but if they're not registered as a Republican or a Democrat, then if they voted in the primary last month, they will vote in the same party primary they voted in then now. If they didn't vote last month and they do not have a party affiliation, then they can still pick Republican or Democrat?
Right. If they did not vote in May and they are no party voter, meaning they're not affiliated with a party, they can choose to vote in the Republican primary runoff or the Democratic primary runoff. If they made a choice already in May 16th, if they voted in the May 16th election and chose one of those, they have to stick with the choice they made in May. So that's you know, a little bit hard to understand, but we're trying to make it as easy as we can for voters, and that's why we're encouraging everyone to go check their sample ballot at govote.com.
Yeah, I think people are starting to catch on by and large. Or are you hearing from folks at the polls that when people show up, there's still a lot of confusion? I'm hoping that what we went through in May helps people now in June kind of better understand it.
We always have a learning curve whenever there are changes to voting. And as you know, the legislature made these changes in 2024. And we've been trying to do everything we can to educate voters about those changes. But as you know, there are some people who just don't pay attention to anything about elections until right before the election. And so we did radio, TV, social media. We sent a mail piece to every voter. But we still had people who were surprised when they came to the polls. So we're trying to let everybody know again, it is going to be a closed party primary runoff in some races, but you may have local things on your ballot as well.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
All right. And in the Bessie race, which will be in some parishes, the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education and the Public Service Commissioner's race, that's a closed primary as well. But there are no Democrats who ran, so only Republicans or no party voters who choose to get a Republican ballot can vote in that race, right? Those races.
I think that's correct. I haven't checked to see who the names are in the races, but that's right. We do have a Bessie primary runoff and a PSC primary runoff in some areas of the state, but not all. So you may have that on your ballot or you may not, depending on where you live and what party you're choosing to vote in.
All right. And some parishes and some communities have local races as well.
Right. They have local races and they also have tax props and other ballot measures that might be on the ballot in some parishes. Some don't, some do. So that's just, you know, you might have local issues on your ballot as well.
All right. And again, you can check to see what's on your ballot by going to the GoVote app or the GoVote website. And we've linked it on our website. I also see when I go to GoVote that you've had for a while now, and it's still up there, a request for poll commissioners. Are you having trouble finding people to work the polls?
That's right, Dave. We depend on those poll commissioners to help us run our elections. They're essential workers for us. And they're, you know, the frontline workers of our elections. But the average age of our poll commissioners is around 67. And we've had a lot of them decide to retire in the past couple of years. And we're just not seeing young people step up to take their place. So we're just putting out a call for anybody who is civic minded, who would like to work as a poll commissioner, to please apply to do that. It is, you can find our application on our website at govote.com, and you turn it into your local clerk of court.
What does it pay? I mean, because everyone's looking for a side hustle now. Everyone needs more money. You get paid to do that, right?
You do. You get paid in Louisiana. It's $200 per election. It's a long day. Now you work very long hours. But it's $200 a day for the regular commissioners and up to $350 for a commissioner in charge. We do have a bill that passed the legislature that would grant a raise to those workers, but it was not funded this year. So that will probably take effect next year. And we need poll workers this year. So we're asking people to still sign up now. And a lot of states, it's a volunteer position, but in Louisiana, we actually pay you. And it's hard work, it's long hours, but it's really fun. You get to see your whole community, and it's a great way to give back to your community.
I was going to get to say, I know I enjoy when I go to vote. The poll commissioners are always friendly. They say hi. I lived in the same voting area for 25 years, and I got to know them. I've recently moved. And when I walked in to vote the first time in my new location, they were like, hey, you're new. Where are you from? And, you know, it was very friendly and cordial, and it's kind of neat. And I got to imagine doing that work, you do get to know the folks who live around you and in your community. And they seem to always be smiling and enjoying and having a good time. So govote.com.
It's great fun. I've done it before. I worked as a poll commissioner many times, and it's great fun. The time goes by fast when you have a busy election. And so it's very rewarding work. And I encourage everybody to give back to your community and sign up to be a poll commissioner.
Yeah, and you talked about there are some struggles with younger people, getting them interested in doing that, and some of the older poll commissioners are aging out of the doing the job and retiring. But are we seeing the same thing with voters? What do you expect for turnout in this election compared to what we saw in the primary last month? There seemed to be a lot more hype, a lot more political ads. The president was more involved. All of these factors seem to be drawing a lot more attention last month to the election than we're seeing to this election. Have you made a prediction on voter turnout? And can you tell us what the factors may be and what to expect?
We're anticipating about 23%, I think, which is lower than we had for the primary in May. And it's because it's, you know, a summer election. A lot of people are on vacation. And because there's, as you said, there's just not as much interest and not as much hype with the candidates. And so we're anticipating the turnout will be a little lower than it was. We don't have anything to compare it to because we've not had closed party primary runoffs in the past. And so we don't really have a model to predict what the turnout will be, but we're thinking it'll be around 20 to 23%.
So only about 1 in 5, less than 1 in 4 registered voters you expect to cast ballots. And what percentage of voting age eligible Louisianians are actually registered to vote? Do you know that?
95%. Around 85% is what it is now. We have a very high registration rate in Louisiana. We just don't have a lot of excitement sometimes for some elections, and so they don't turn out in big numbers. But we always have a really high registration rate. It usually hovers around 90%. Of course, it's a changing figure every day.
Right. So I was just wondering, because if less than 1 in 4 registered voters are expected to cast ballots in this election, it's got to be less than 1 in 5 eligible Louisianians who could vote who will cast a ballot. So these races will be decided by less than 20% of eligible voters in Louisiana. And I don't know, that's an interesting statistic that few people participate in some of our elections, isn't it?
It is, and we encourage everyone to, if you're not registered yet and you're eligible to be registered, to register. It's very easy. You can do it online, again, at thegovote.com on our website, or at using our mobile app, the GoVote mobile app. It's very easy, and we encourage everyone to register if you're not yet registered, and to vote if you are registered. You have to show up and vote and exercise your right to vote.
Secretary of State Nancy Landry, anything else you want to share with our listeners before we let you get back to the business of overseeing the first day of early voting here in Louisiana?
Sure. We have great elections in Louisiana. We're ranked 4th in the nation in election integrity, so you can vote with confidence here in Louisiana and know that your vote will count. So we encourage everyone to go out and vote.
Thank you. Secretary of State Nancy Landry here on WWL. We appreciate, we know your time is valuable, and we'll let you get back to it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me on. Bye-bye.
Louisiana Secretary of State Nancy Landry. What do you think, folks, about those voter turnout predictions? Why are so few people voting? And why are they having so much trouble finding people who want to be poll commissioners? What does that say about our election process? Have we lost interest in truly being a Democratic Republican? A representative, let's just say that, because everyone argues about what kind of government we have. We are a democratic nation, but we are by representative. But what does it say to you that less than one in four people who could vote in this election are expected to vote in this election? And they're having more and more trouble finding people who want to be poll commissioners. We'll talk about that coming up. Interestingly, we'll also talk about America's 250th birthday. This experiment that we started a quarter of a millennium ago. 250 years of America. I wonder if the forefathers expected so few people to participate in elections. 504-260-1870, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Feel free to reach out to us. Grab a line now, and we'll talk about it after this on WWL.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
The journey? It starts here, at your local ballpark. On the fields where dreams are born. Every swing, every step, every moment. It all counts. The fundamentals kids learn today, they build the skills and confidence for tomorrow. Pitch, hit, and run. Find a local competition near you and sign up at pitchhitrun.com. Let the journey begin. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.